Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. We are so glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning. And hope that you will pick up that phone, give us a call, let me help you with your plant questions. Won't you please? It's as easy as 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We are here for the next 3 hours to talk about the plants at your place, your spring gardening activities, things you need to do late winter, getting ready for the springtime, whatever it is you want to talk about, that's our goal for the next 3 hours. But you have to get us going, and the way to do so is to call the toll-free number anywhere you can hear me, Metroplex or not, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Rick Williams is handling the calls today. Michelle Shook, his mentor, is kind of standing by with her arms folded, smiling, watching. Rick is a Texas certified nursery professional and a very skilled person, also a very avid volunteer at the Dallas Arboretum. Michelle sells everything I have. She's my sales rep. And she also is a Collin County Master Gardener, and so she is doing this as a part of that function. And so, anyway, great team for you. Lee Reiser running the boards, Jerry Overton in the newsroom. So that is our crew for this Sunday morning. Give us a call, 800-288-WBAP. We have today's SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored by Culligan, a brand new advertiser. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. I'm pretty excited. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Tatum. Tatum is a handsome shepherd mix with an adorable smile, a fluffy fur coat. Tatum is only a year old. He was surrendered to the SPCA of Texas, and that was just a few weeks ago, and he is ready to go to you now. Tatum gets along well with other dog companions, but he does better without cats or other small animals around. So if you have unusual small animals running around your house, maybe Tatum isn't the match for you, and that would include cats. But if you're a dog person, I'm a dog person. Tatum is an active guy who would love to go on daily walks, play at the dog park, smart boys, house train, working on his leash training skills. That's one of the things that the volunteers at the SPCA shelters do. They take the dogs out on leashes. They get to know the dogs. That's how they can write these descriptions. And when you go in, they can help you with the pets, match you up with a pet that's perfect for you. If you are my age and don't go on 8 mile hikes anymore, they have dogs that also don't go on 8 mile hikes. If you are a young, active person who likes to jog, they have jogging companions. Tatum is a young, active dog, and he's wonderful. He might be the perfect companion for you. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for you, visit spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Tatum has already been neutered. He's had all his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the SPCA shelter for a meet and greet. Totally sweet Tatum is waiting for his new forever family. He's at the McKinney Shelter at 8411 Stacy Road. 8411 Stacy Road, and that is just one block east of Custer. It's a long block. It's a quarter mile east of Custer, and Stacy, of course, goes over and intersects Central, so it is very easy to get to 8411 Stacy Road. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week. They're in Southwest McKinney on the northwest corner of Craig Ranch. That'll give you all the coordinates, but it's 8411 Stacy. The Dallas Shelter, brand new and beautiful at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Also open noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is sponsored today by Culligan Water. And am I pumped about this? You bet I am. Hey, if you have a radio ad and the first word you hear is, hey, you know to fill in that blank, Culligan Man. These are people who have been around a long time, 75 years. They've been in our house with their bottled water for more than 25 years and at my magazine office for more than 22 years. I am a thrilled customer of Culligan, and you ought to be too. If you have hard water spots and scale buildups, if you're having any kind of iron buildups on plumbing parts, on basins and sinks and things, chlorine, bad taste, odor, all of that, you know, when you have all those inversions, the whatever they are in the lakes when the temperatures change, oh yeah, you don't have to have that with Culligan. Your local Culligan man offers a free in-home water analysis by a licensed water expert. Call 855-439-2855. That's an unusual phone number, so let me give it to you. It's 855-439-2855, or go to the website at CulliganTexas.com and fill out a form to get started on your free home water analysis. Don't wonder what's in your water. Find out. Culligan has several home water solutions, drinking water systems. That's what we have. Water softeners, total home systems, water filtration systems. You can meet your Culligan man at one of the following home shows today at the Irving Convention Center. And that will be January 13 until 5 p.m., February 8, 9, 10 at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Right now, Culligan offers $6.95 a month for the first 3 months of water treatment system or home drinking water system for your entire house. Just $6.95 a month for the first 3 months. For more information, go to CulliganTexas.com, C-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, Texas.com, or call 855 Hey Culligan Man. That's where that number comes from. 855-439-2355, CulliganTexas.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob, very, very much. And we're ready to get to the phone lines. Thank you all for calling early. If anyone else would like to call right now, we have a line open at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Chris in Aledo up first today. How may I help you, Chris?
Good morning, Neil.
Good
How are
morning.
You today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
You betcha. Listen, I just recently bought a 2-acre tract hilltop covered in absolutely beautiful red oak trees. And I'm going to be designing a house for the site. And, of course, during the wintertime, you really can't tell what are the healthy trees and what aren't. And, you know, there's a scattering of some live oaks and a lot of the trees have got grapevine and briar and everything. And I'm kind of wondering, thankfully, I'm not in a hurry to build. I want to cut down as few trees as possible as far as the footprint of the actual house. But during the wintertime, when practically everything is dormant except for the live oak trees that have the green, you know, deciduous leaves, how do I, you know, can I assess the health of most of these trees during the wintertime, or should I just really be patient and wait till the springtime and, you know, maybe clear out some of the briar and the grapevine? And, you know, where do I go from here? What's my first step, I guess?
Well, the first step is to acknowledge that it is mid-January, and therefore you will know within 2 to 3 months everything you need to know. So if you are as you say, patient in waiting 2 months is not a big issue. If I were looking at trees, bare deciduous trees, a couple of the things I would look at for determining, just beginning the thoughts of do I want to save that tree or not, would be to look at their form at this time of year. If there are trees that are very close to one another and one of them is gnarly and mangled because of the shade of the other one, I would look now while I could see the branch patterns. You can kind of envision how a given tree will look with leaves by looking at the branch pattern at this time of year. And if you have one tree that looks 95% perfect and one tree that looks 5% perfect because of the bigger tree, then maybe the small one needs to be taken out of the way. That's one thing I'd look at. Another thing you can do to assess the health and vigor during the winter, this is kind of a general term, but you can look at the last 3 feet of each of the branches and see if it looks like there was vigorous growth on them this year. We had some good rains in last May and June, and so we did get a burst of new growth, a reasonable burst. Granted, it was tough the rest of the year and kind of mirrored what we had a year earlier, but you can still see if there was new healthy growth, or if you see a lot of twigs that are losing bark and dying off and breaking off, and tree doesn't look very, very happy, vigorous, like it had much growth on it, then that's evidence. I still would wait, though, to see how they look. a certified arborist working alongside you to determine the best of the trees for a 2 or 3 hour consultation might be the best investment you could make, and he or she could be there on site with you to determine which trees are most vulnerable to construction damage, things like that, and to say, well, here, if you built your house here, you know, you might wait until you have a rough idea. How would it be if I put the house here, and they could hold your hand and say, move it over 4 feet, you'll be better off, or something like that.
Yeah, and I can go on your website and find the arborist that you recommend.
Yes, you bet. Yeah, and they'll have two ads today, so just listen a little longer. You'll hear me.
Yeah, well, I like I said, thankfully, I'm in a position of patience, and so what I love more than anything is I've got just tons of beautiful red oak trees, lots of new clumps, and they're all clumped and clustered and everything. So
fabulous. Take advantage of it. You can design your house accordingly.
Exactly. Thank
you, sir. Have fun. You bet. Have fun. That sounds so good. All right. His line is now open. If you would like to call, we'd love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let me tell you right now that we are down to the final 5 or 4% of my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. We are out. I asked Gretchen to take inventory this week, and when she called back, I was amazed. We are way ahead, a month ahead of where we were last year. We're going to run out very shortly. We put a mailer out right before the holidays, and so as a result, those are still coming in. The calls are coming in. If you want to save one-third on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar, my 30th annual, I think the prettiest one we've ever published, more than 10,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Get the calendar along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and you will save one-third on the calendar. The total price of this offer is only $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. That is a real deal for you, and you'll save a lot more than $38.95 by having just the calendar, not to mention the magazine. Both of these publications, the calendar 30 years old, the magazine 27 years old, each has been awarded Best of Its Kind in the United States Awards. I know you're going to be happy. I'll guarantee satisfaction or refund every penny. $38.95, but call before 11 while we still have calendars. If it's busy, call right back. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Hi, this is Neil Sperry. It's time for our 18th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, January 26th in Plano. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum and Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens will teach alongside me. We'll give you a 30-minute one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional 2 weeks later, February 8 or 9 in North Dallas. A few seats remain, $199 one person, $239 two people, same household. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. All right, that's that same number you call for the calendar offer, 1-800-752-GROW. The Baylor Healthcare System, Baylor McKinney. I ask permission to do an ad for Baylor McKinney today. We once again want to tell thanks to the Baylor Healthcare System. Our grandson Sam had an arm broken in basketball practice a week and a half ago, and Baylor McKinney, they came to his rescue. He went to his own rescue at Baylor McKinney. These are wonderful hospitals, the Baylor Healthcare Systems, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. Baylor's newest medical center is open in the last 6 months. Their roots are deep. Their commitment is strong in McKinney. Their dedication to providing safe, quality, compassionate care continues into growing communities like McKinney. Baylor McKinney is a 469,000 square foot facility. It's a huge, beautiful hospital that offers access to medical and surgical services, including McKinney's first level 3 neonatal intensive care unit with private suites. In fact, all guest suites are private. As the community grows, so will the hospital. Baylor McKinney will have a potential capacity of 400 beds. It is a beautiful hospital in a wonderful setting, and it is set right there for all of the growth in McKinney and Frisco, Prosper, and Anna, and all around. A medical office building is adjacent to the hospital. That's where we go. Baylor McKinney, located on the northwest corner of Lake Forest and Highway 380 in McKinney. For a virtual tour or more information, go to Baylor. BaylorHealth.com/McKinney. BaylorHealth.com/McKinney or call 800-422-9567. BaylorHealth.com/McKinney. Here's a phone number you'll want to save, 214-333-0003. That's the number to Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Call Advanced Foundation Repair like I did. The home inspection is thorough, it's free, and it's without obligation. If you do need repairs, they'll be quick and dependable, and their work will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
All right, thank you much. And here is that tree service company. It's more than that. They are the tree service specialists, the experts your trees deserve. The name of the company is Arborological Services. You know, really, if you sit down, that's kind of a statement, not just a name. Arborological refers to anything referring to trees, services. They serve trees. You know, they kind of serve the owners of the trees. I never thought about it this way, but they're real commitments to the trees. They will act as the advocates for the trees. If they think you are about to make a mistake, they will tell you that. Now, if you just say, I don't care what you say, I'm going to hire somebody, I don't think they would compromise. They are that good. These people are the best I've ever seen. 12 International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists, award-winning. This is like 21 out of the 31 competitions. Award-winning tree climbers. They've won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 21 years out of the 31 years it's been held. And they have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters on staff. Whatever your tree needs are, Arborological Services will help you. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services, arborological.com. Back to our phones to Mike in Waco. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Mike,
all right, let's put him back on hold. Let's find Kay in Fort Worth, and we'll get Mike next. Kay, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you, Kay?
Well, I have a Hawaiian tea plant that I've had for 20 years, and I've always brought it in on the back porch where it was warm. This year, it got too big. Hmm. It's probably 7 feet tall, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I moved to the south side of the house, and I thought maybe this would make it. Well, it didn't.
No.
And I want to know when I should cut it back. Do you think there's anything left at the bottom of it?
I would be very doubtful at 25 or 24 degrees, whatever you got to in your neighborhood a couple weeks ago. I would doubt it. It's totally tropical.
I know. I wondered if there's any hope for it.
I hope so. I can always hope, but I would not expect it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shall I just leave it alone and wait?
Well, let me put it this way. The top is probably either very dried, or my guess would be that it's almost mushy if all the mush hasn't drained out of it by now. Those cells have frozen. They've released all the water that they had in them. And so anything that is shriveled and brown, you can trim back. And if that means trimming it clear to the ground, go for it. But, you know, it's going to be 25 tonight, I think. If you're going to leave it out again, it just adds insult to injury.
I can't move it in anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you're on to another plant for next year.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You bet. I'm sorry.
It.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's try Mike in Waco again, see if Mike is near the phone. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, how may I help you? Mike. Go ahead.
Cypress that... the top third of it appears to be dead. The foliage turned brown.
When did that happen?
This summer.
What part of the summer? First part of the summer or late in the summer?
Late in the summer.
All right.
And anyway, I took a sample down to a nursery, and they told me that maybe it needed water, so I watered it.
All right, two things will happen to Italian cypress. I can narrow it down if it's a whole part of the plant, not just a twig here, twig there. I can narrow it down a great deal from 40 years of watching them do their thing in the North Texas area. Number one, if they get too dry by late summer, then the top will die back. It's the same as with any plant that gets too dry. The extremities die. If we have poor circulation in our bodies, our fingertips and earlobes are where it's felt, in our toes. If a plant has poor circulation of water, doesn't get enough water, it's going to be at the extremities, which would be at the tip of a vertical plant like that. Had you said it was early summer, I would have begun to walk down the path of maybe it was spider mites, but they will also start at the bottom and flush all the way up. When they get really bad, they can kill the top part of the plant. But my bet is, my money is 99% on it got too dry at some point.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
You're going to have to trim it and let it regrow because brown tissues will not regenerate green tissue, especially if it's been a while and you've had some rains and it hasn't happened.
Okay, so it doesn't hurt to cut it down to where you got green growth and go again.
No point in leaving the saddle Oxford look. You might as well trim it.
Okay, very good.
Thanks for calling, Mike. You bet. All right, we will in just a moment go to Bill in Granbury. That'll be right after this news update. And Bill is the next call I have lined up, and it looks like we could use some more calls. So why don't I give the number again? Good idea for a talk show host. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, won't you please? We have our longest segment. We get several calls in during that one at 800-288-9227. Call right now, 800-288-WBAP. Dixon Brothers is a sponsor of Our Home Landscape School, coming up 2 weeks from yesterday, 13 days from now. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for anything aquatic. For 39 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and services, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps and supplies. If it touches water, Dixon Brothers has it and they sell it. Or they can get it for you. They have almost everything. Most pool pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor sounds funny or if it stopped working, give Dixon Brothers a call, 972-288-7537. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. A freeze guard could be installed now. You still have a lot of the winter ahead, automatically turning your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. It's easy for you and it's great for the pool. If Old Man Winter's already frozen your pool equipment, call Dixon Brothers tomorrow at 972-288-7537 for repair service. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. They are at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. And that is Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
And we do want to thank Dixon Brothers, our sponsor of our 2013 Home Landscape School, and so is AgPower in McKinney. Well, AgPower's utility vehicles and tools, you'll get the job done right. Our Home Landscape School will be all day Saturday, January 26th. It is filling up. We are approaching the maximum that we can handle in the classes and in the consultations. It will be all day Saturday, January 26th in Plano. We will teach you, and we meaning I will be teaching more than I've ever taught before. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, he is fabulous. Everybody loves Stephen. And Jimmy Turner, everybody loves Jimmy and respects the incredible knowledge he has on annuals and perennials. We'll teach you principles of good landscape design, the best trees and shrubs, terrific Texas turf grass, how to have effective garden entryways and how to have fun and useful functional patios and backyards. We will teach you the concepts of great landscape design, and we'll teach you how to draw to scale so that you can leave with a working drawing of your landscape project and the knowledge of how to design additional landscape projects in the future. This always sells out. It's 18 years we've had our home landscape school. It is $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household, one consultation, and those consultations happen 2 weeks later, Saturday or Sunday, your choice, February 9 or 10. They're 30-minute consultations. All day, January 26, and then the 30-minute consultations, February 9 or 10. I hope you'll call to register while we still have seats available. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Same number you call for the calendar offer. 800-752-4769. Call before 11 today. It's time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again this week, it's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 32 degrees at 8:31. Still no cause for a deadly Haltom City fire. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, partly cloudy, much cooler today, only 43 for the high. We'll drop down to 28 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still cold, 44 for the high. And for Tuesday, look for the high to be around 46. We have partly cloudy skies, 29 degrees at Fort Worth Meacham. It's 34 degrees at Love Field, 32 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
As you make your way through Fort Worth, watch for a wreck along I-30 eastbound at Montgomery Street. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Commit to your New Year's resolution and save all year long with 99 Cents Only Stores. Stay organized and keep your home clean with storage containers, plastic shoeboxes, brooms, mops, and cleaning products, all for only 99.99 cents each at 99 Cents Only Stores. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Investigators continue seeking clues to the cause of a North Texas house fire that left a woman and three of her grandchildren dead. Authorities traced the Haltom City fire's origin to the living room near a live Christmas tree. About 100 people gathered at a candlelight vigil in the Fort Worth suburb this weekend remembering those victims. Vice President Joe Biden expected to make his recommendations on gun control Tuesday. He's already suggested the president may be able to bring change on his own through executive orders, making a lot of gun owners nervous.
Biden is expected to recommend reinstituting the assault rifle ban. One was passed in 1994 as part of a crime bill and expired 10 years later. Its effectiveness still being debated.
David Curley in Washington. And people in China's capital not gathering anywhere today. The air quality is too poor. Environmental monitoring officials say air pollution in Beijing is just off the scale today. Again, looking for a high today of 43 degrees. It's 32 degrees at DFW Airport. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
So, no tax increases for the middle class, right? We're only raising taxes on rich folks, says the president. But did you notice that your check seems a little smaller this weekend? Yeah, the first one of the year. Coming up Monday night at 10 on the Chris Kroc Show, I'm going to tell you just how much smaller your checks are for hardworking middle class folk and compare it to the other tax decreases of the same amount that the president touted as something that would help. Don't miss this one. Monday at 10 on the Chris Kroc Show. It starts at 8 every night on News Talk, 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. It has more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants at your place. Get it along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and you'll save one-third on the calendar. Get it all for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Order online, neilsperry.com. I'm proud of my longtime association with Rubel's Plants of Texas. Main store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway, also in Lakewood and on Lemon Avenue. 214-744-9100. On the web, rubels.com, RUIBALS.com. It's Rubel's Plants of Texas. And Sunburst Shutters, 214-343-2601. On the web, sunburstshutters.com. It's Sunburst Shutters. It's Nonstop Neil. And here I am back live. All right, let me tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. I love doing ads for Dalworth Clean because I know how happy you will be with their service. It's been that way for the 32 years that I've told you about this institution of carpet cleaning and floor care service. They are the very best to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. 32 years I've told you about them. I was reluctant at first. I had them, they offered, and I said, okay, let's do that to show me what they could do. I wonder if any of that equipment that they used 32 years ago is even in their warehouses now. They've grown so much, and they have brought this to the state of the art in the floor care industry of America. They are just the best. $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean. Book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings. You can also call them tomorrow morning at 214 or 817-267-8433. That's kind of like the code number into everything that Dalworth does. That's 267-8433. Rely on Dalworth's quality and service. It's well proven. And Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. I'll be talking more about them later in the program today. Their phone number specifically is 817-520-1400, but you can access them just like you access all of the Dalworth family from that main number I gave you a moment ago. Remember, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean. Call them. Call tomorrow, 214 or 817-267-8433. Online, it's Dalworth.com. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. All right, thank you very much, and back to the phone lines to Bill in Granbury. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I have a real bad chickweed problem in my vegetable garden. Is it safe to use a herbicide to keep those from coming up?
No more will be coming up. What chickweed is going to germinate is up, and the easiest way and the cheapest way is to rototill that garden. Now, plow it or rototill it. The chickweed will be gone, and it will not come back this year until next year. Don't use weed killers now. I'm a very big advocate of weed killers in the appropriate places. But you're just a few weeks away.
I wasn't going to use weed killer. I was going to put something to keep the seed from germinating.
What were you going to put down?
Betasan, I guess.
That's a weed killer. That's a herbicide. And Betasan isn't on the market anymore. That would be even worse than using a contact weed killer. Let me back up just a little bit. First of all, in other parts of your life, out in the lawn and in the landscape, in the garden, in the flower beds, if you are not planting seeds in other areas, then the product you'd want to use for chickweed would be Gallery. And it would be applied the first week of September. So everything about this needs to be retooled. I really am kind of slapping you, and I apologize. It sounds like I'm coming down on you, using you as a punching bag here, and I'm not meaning to. But you don't want to put a pre-emergent in a vegetable garden for sure. They last 90 to 120 days, and that means that no seeds will sprout for you until the garden's finished. So don't do that. But the chickweed is easy to get rid of. Chickweed and henbit are the easiest weeds we have to eliminate. Just rototill them. What are you going to plant first? You going to plant onions?
I'm going to put onions and cabbage.
All right. Onions go in the next 10 to 15 days.
Yeah.
So as soon as the soil dries out right now, sometime this week, you could get out there and rototill it, and the chickweed will not come back from that.
I did that just before it rained.
Good. Okay. Well, you shouldn't have any more. And that's why you want to put a pre-emergent. I got you now. No, you won't have any more problem with the chickweed. And then cabbage goes in mid-February. You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
Okay.
All right. I did not mean to come down quite as harshly as it sounded like. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mark in Arlington. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
I'm great. What's going on?
Good. I've got some sago palms around my swimming pool that the leaves are turned brown. I was wanting to know what I could do to save them or to winterize them.
Well, Sagos don't grow outside here very reliably. We had a string of about 8 or 9 winters where they kind of made it through, especially in protected locations. But if they're brown, then all you can do is trim off those brown leaves, and you can kind of check the crown of the plant and see if it is still firm. If it's firm, then you'll get new leaves out this spring. If it is mushy, then you may have lost the plant altogether. They really need to be left in containers so you can bring them inside. I don't know exactly how people got started planting them outdoors this far north. This is not sago country. They're hardy into the high 20s, and we go much colder than that traditionally here.
Should I mulch over the root ball and make sure that it doesn't get any colder?
Or? Well, it's not the roots that you have to worry so much about. It's that crown, the what you could call the trunk. Is that called the caudex? I can't remember. But anyway, the crown of it, you need to pile leaves over that after you trim the dead leaves off. Pile tree leaves over it and tie them down in place with a piece of burlap or something. But you have to be kind of careful it doesn't trap moisture in there and cause that cause the decay problem. So they need to be put under a lot of protection outside. Let's say it's November and we're looking at our first hard freeze and the plant still is green. The ideal thing to do at that point would be to get a couple of layers of frost cloth and crisscross them over the top of it, peg them down firmly to the ground. That will gain you 6 or 7 degrees worth of winter hardiness. And in most cases, that would make a difference for sago palms. I don't want to encourage people to plant them. I don't think that they should be used in landscapes here, but that's my own personal opinion. You see them, and people are willing to plant them knowing that they may lose them. And I do the same thing with some other plants. That's just not one I want to try.
Okay. One of them is a giant sago, and it's got the leaves are still green on it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I would cover that with frost cloth, and I would monitor the temperature expected tonight. If the temperature looks like it's going to go below the 25 or 26 mark, then probably you should cover it. If you don't have the frost cloth, the lightweight frost cloth, then an old sheet will be your next best option. Not plastic. That's the most important thing, not plastic.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Good luck with it. Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. All right, that opens the line. We're going to take Carrie in Fort Worth in just in 10 seconds, but that opens the line, and you can get through right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now, and you'll be in our very next segment. Carrie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly.
Great, great, great. I'm outside with the headset on, actually.
It's doing great.
Question on wax myrtles. I've got some in the backyard, and they're 12 to 13 years old, and they've been through all the seasons from the heat and the snow and the ice. But I've got some of them are the tips of them, I guess, down probably the top 3-4 feet have basically died. You know, I can go up and I can break them off, and they're dry and they're brittle. And the core is still alive, but it's starting to lose. It's starting to not look so good, and I'm kind of concerned about it. I'm curious, just kind of the best way to maintain. Should I cut it back? I've seen so many people do different things with crepe myrtles and wax myrtles. I'm kind of open for any suggestions.
Well, the two plants are not at all related. They're totally different plants. Crepe myrtles are. We're getting a lot of wind noise right now, Carrie. That's the one thing I would say on your headphone. The crepe myrtles should not be pruned at all. I want to say that right now. They are never pruned at the top. You don't want to top them, and I need to say that since they were introduced into the conversation. They're not at all related to wax myrtles, two completely unrelated plants. Wax myrtle, if you are on Facebook and can get to my Facebook page, if you'll go to the postings that I have made on that page as opposed to the postings of others, go back to January 5 and you'll see a photo that I took in my hometown of McKinney. And my garden tip that day was that the tip is that you not include wax myrtle in your landscape in the Metroplex area. I admit to bias, but I've seen so many wax myrtles that do okay for 2 or 3 years and begin to die branch by branch. They are not adapted to blackland prairies. I'm trying to get people not to plant them because they just play out. It's this plant looks like it's 12 or 15 years old, too. It's a photo in a commercial landscape, and it just is a dreadful-looking plant. And that's the problem with wax myrtles. They're beautiful when we buy them. We get all excited, and they're affordable, or sometimes the builders put them in. My son and his wife had them. Had two at their house in McKinney, and they were gone within 3 years. They just played out. So try the pruning if you want to. That might rejuvenate it, but odds are that you're going to need to look at replacing it maybe with a Yaupon holly tree form or something else. He's gone. I guess the phone died on him, but anyway, hopefully he heard that. It's just not a good investment. I have a list, and it's just one of those mental lists that you keep, and I refer to it as kind of like some in-laws that we have. Okay, and here's what you say to them. Okay, you've come, you've stayed here a while, you've overstayed your welcome. Now, why don't you go back wherever it was you came from? And the plants are that I include in that list for the Metroplex area. There are four or five of them. I'm never, speaking of indoor plants, I'm never going to try another Norfolk Island pine. They just break your heart. They get too tall and there's nothing you can do. Outdoors, wax myrtle. I'm in it for bald cypress. I just am tired of looking at them yellow and brown in the summer. And a few other plants, but those are some examples. All right, we need to take a break, and we have Matthew coming up in just a second, and then we'll have your call if you're the next one to call at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Join me on Facebook, as we mentioned. I post a garden tip every day and sometimes two. I posted my garden tip yesterday as to why I feel that the cities that forbid planting of ryegrass for overseeding in the winter are wrong, and I'll show you my own yard as an example. It's not actually our landscape yard. It's a half acre between our more formal landscape and the county road. And it was watered one time at planting, and that was a modest watering at that, 30 minutes. So anyway, take a look at that and see what you think. And that's an example on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry, NeilSperry. I want to tell you right now about my calendar offer, because there won't be many more ads for the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. They are flying out the door to the post office. We are selling scores of them per day. We have only a few hundred left. You do the math, it's not going to last much longer. You need to call to save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has the finest garden writers in Texas. We've been publishing it 27 years. It has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States, and the region that we serve is Texas. Now, the calendar is my 30th annual. I think it's the prettiest one we've published to date. It has more information than I've ever put in. I spent a month getting that information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all of your plants, getting it ready for the calendar. And we printed fewer than we have printed in the past, just to make sure that we would run out. But man, we underestimated. We're running out super fast. Call right now. We will have the office open until 11. You get the calendar at a third off its regular price by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, all of it $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. That's just the cost of the box and the postage. 800-752-GROW. I'll guarantee your satisfaction 100% on this offer. My calendar with 10,000 words of when to do things and the full year of the magazine, new or renewal, for $38.95, 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Since 1983, the experts at WisQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WisQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was unhappy. My parents realized I had a problem. I got sent to a short-term facility. From the short-term facility, they sent me to long-term, and from there, they recommended Serenity High School. The best thing about Serenity High would probably have to be the one-on-one I get with my teachers and the meetings that we have twice a week here. In the past 3 years, I've seen many kids graduate, and that gives me hope that I can graduate as well. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I have been at Serenity for a while, I feel that my life is more complete, and I feel that I'm actually going to get somewhere in life.
All right, now I'm going to tell you about a big musical event that will benefit Serenity High coming up in a little while, so I want you to be ready for that. Right, now I'm going to tell you about Womack Nursery in De Leon, Texas. They are on Highway 6 in De Leon, 2551 State Highway 6. But you don't have to drive there. You can call them tomorrow and request a catalog, or go online at womacknursery.com and request their catalog. They're family-owned and operated. Three generations now. Womack Nursery grows most of what they sell, and they sell fruit trees and fruit plants, berries, and berry vines. They have all of the Texas A&M recommended varieties of fruit, pecans, grapes, and others. Now, they are getting low on some of the varieties. Be prepared for that, because the growers know that Womack's is the best. So the best idea is to order early. Go online. If that would be the very best way, at womacknursery.com. You can order online. You can order today and get those very best varieties, the ones that you want. You can also call them tomorrow morning at 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497. Womack Nursery has made a history. They have had a tradition of working very closely with Texas A&M's fruit and pecan specialists and grape specialists to make sure that they always have the A&M recommended varieties. They are the superior grower, and I hope that you will call them. I hope that you will order from them online. I hope that you will get their catalog. Womack Nursery, W-O-M-A-C-K, Womack Nursery, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, open 6 days a week, 254-893-6497, womacknursery.com. Back to the phones, we go to Matthew in Fort Worth. Matthew, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
I've got many of your books, but they're packed up in storage right now. I recently moved to North Fort Worth, in a little cookie-cutter neighborhood where the homes are close together. And the good thing is I've got a lot of trees. It's about 10 years old. The street is lined with cypress trees. And I've got a live oak in the front yard. It's a small yard. And the grass is about half dead in the yard. And I've noticed a lot of people in the neighborhood have a problem growing grass. And I don't know if that's because of the shade or
Okay. Absolutely and totally, and maybe uncontrollably because of the shade.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was that or the cypress trees.
No.
But what would be the, I've got, I guess, what's left of some Bermuda grass in there, and I've I've kind of noticed in the neighborhood, it seems like the people with better luck are using St. Augustine.
St. Augustine is more shade tolerant, but there are people who expect miracles with St. Augustine. I am beady-eyed now. You can't see me on the radio, but if you did, I would be staring you at you with beady eyes and putting my arm around your shoulder saying, be very, very careful in the next step that you make because you may waste a lot of money. And the reason is that St. Augustine requires 5 or 6 hours of sunlight to establish itself, especially if you're starting from new sod and setting the grass back by having transplanted it. So be very careful in your expectations. It may not do much better than the Bermuda did. Bermuda needs about 2 hours more, but you're also going to be digging the St. Augustine from a sod farm, bringing it to your house, planting it, and hoping it'll survive. I lived that nightmare for many, many years, and I'm in the process of taking my last St. Augustine out in my pecan forest where our home is. You may have to switch off to a more shade-tolerant ground cover. If you have less than 5 hours, 6 hours, somewhere in that range of sunlight, direct hot afternoon sun during the growing season, then there just is not going to be a grass that will grow there. St. Augustine's most shade tolerant we have. Don't mess with fescue. You may see some lawns that are beautiful green in the winter. Those may be ryegrass that then dies away in May. So having said that, what I've used in my landscape have been ground covers like Mondo grass or monkey grass, same thing, as a ground cover. It's easy to clean leaves out of it. I love it, and it grows. It looks great. It's not a grass. You can't walk on it repeatedly, but it makes a wonderful ground cover. Purple winter creeper euonymus and Asian jasmine do well in the shade. Liriope for a tall ground cover will do well. Shade presents you not necessarily with problems, but opportunities for completely different looks. And one other comment I'd make, Matthew, and that is a live oak in a small, an area of small landscapes was not a good choice for them to put there originally. Live oaks spread 75 feet wide and they're evergreen. There's no hope of ever growing grass beneath them. So, you know, I don't know why builders do that. But anyway, that's another story. That's another crusade for another day. I have a ton of information on my Facebook page and my notes on coping with shade. That's Neil Sperry, NeilSperry on Facebook. And click on notes and you'll see 3 or 4 long posts. Also on my website in my most asked questions. Those will help you. It's the most common question I get.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Folks, we'll come back to Randy in the Rio Grande Valley, Sue in Breckenridge from a long ways away, and then hopefully to you, 800-288-WBAP. We have 2 more hours of the program. Stay tuned, won't you please?